Yes, Jerry Green. She had a horse farm down up back of Millwood Cemetery, and I have done quite a lot of work for her down there. And she bought a chunk of land up here to, well, they call it Archer, but it's on that Archer Road, but it's quite a little way away from Archer, I believe. Well, anyway,
that was sweet.
She bought that chunk of land up there, moved on one of them big, nice double trailers there, the 24 by 60.
Yeah.
A real nice trailer. Well, I went up and put the entrance in up there. I had to put in a 200 amp entrance for that 4-aught aluminum wire, and had to go to 55 feet from the damn pole to the house. And I had to dig a ditch 2 feet deep or better all the way out there. Well, then from the house to the water pump was 75 feet. And I'd dig there and put the water pipe in and the electric wire in there. And I put in that 200 amp entrance on the pole out there and run it into the house and had it all in. And put in for inspection on it, and the inspector come up and he wanted a different ground put on it. So, I got different ground and changed that and put that in there. She called him again and he come up and okayed it and put a ticket on it for him to hook it up. Just the same as that inspector did come here, you know, and said that was a nice job and give me the ticket right off. And it wasn't really finished yet, you know, when he was here. And he gave me put the ticket on it up there. Well, the power company come to hook it up and they wouldn't hook it up, because the aluminum wire, and it's got to have 4 wires from the inn now. And they give me a telephone number to call in Gainesville. So, and a fellow by the name of Tefanelli, he's an Italian fellow. So I called him and I told him who I was and what I wanted, and he started right in on me and he give me hell for putting aluminum wire in up there, see? It's all got to be copper. Well, I said, if you make this woman put in copper wire, it'll run her bankrupt. He says, anybody that's got the money to buy one of them beautiful trailers, he says, has got the money to hook it up right. See? Well, and he told me what numbers of wire I'd got to put in there. So I thanked him for telling me, and I went and got the goddamn copper wire and I had to take and change it. Well, the aluminum wire in there cost $91. And that copper wire in there cost $387.80. Now that's the difference. Well, I put it in there and put in the 4 wires, and the fella come from the power company and hooked it up, and he looked at it there. He says, that's a good job, he says. And you can't use any cable to go up the pole. It's all got to be in conduit. Oh, Jesus, boy, he set the law right down to me, I'm telling you.
Well, that was worse than doing it twice, wasn't it?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, goddammit, she owed me for the biggest part of it yet. She said she was coming right down and bring me a check, but she ain't been down yet. She's an old maid, and she has a special title. I can't tell you what it is, because she told me, but I can't think what it was. But she teaches nursing up in the university. She's a trained nurse and teaches nursing up there in the university.
And she lived down here?
She lived down there up back of the Millwood Cemetery.
Yeah.
But she bought this and they moved up there now. And there's a woman that owned that land down there, she only rented. And when she went down there, she put in a lot of improvements down there on it, and she said that her contract says that any improvements that she puts on there, she can take. Well, that woman that owns it down there says she can't. See? Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry sent me down there to take the wiring out down there in that horse barn. I said, "Geez, are you sure you can take that?" She said, "My contract says that any improvements I put in here, she says I can take." So, Jesus, I went down and I took the wiring out. I got it all out, one thing out of the other, and it was raining. And I was just waiting for it to slack up on the raining a little bit so that I could put the stuff in the truck and come home with it. Jesus, that woman pulled in down there that owned it, you know. Of course, she was trespassing. She no business coming on there like that. She was trespassing if in the fine points of the law. And she had these two goddamn great big police dogs. Jesus, man, they stood up there high. Goddamn big ones. And they was a growling and knowing and snarling there and one thing and another, and she just had to keep telling them to shut up, and she had a stick. And she wanted to know what business I had coming on there and taking that wire out. Well, God, I said, I put it in here. And she paid me for putting it in, and she's paying me for taking it out. Well, she can't take it out. Oh, Jesus, I said, I've got it out anyway. Whether she can take it out or not, I said, I've got it. Well, she was going to have me and her in court by Jesus for taking that wire.
Miss Steve.
So I got back home, and Jerry, Jesus, I hadn't been home in just a few minutes when Jerry called. It was just about dinner time. And she wanted to know if I'd been down and got that wire out. And I said, yes, I had. And I said, that woman come in there and said that I couldn't take it, that she was going to have us in court. And I said, she was mean and disagreeable as the devil. Well, she said, you don't know her yet, she says. And Jerry said she was meaner than the devil one thing and another. That. Well, I just got my dinner at time and was getting ready to go somewhere else. And the telephone rang again. It was Jerry. She said, Mr. Eastman, I got news for you. She said, you better go down and put that wire back in. She said that she had called her and had the law after her for taking the wire out. You have to put it back. So, Jesus, I went down and I put it back in there, and I had it, about half in. That goddamn woman come over there again. She says, are you putting that back exactly as it was? Well, I said, did you want some changes made in it? No, sir, I want it just as it was. Well, I said, what the hell do you think it looks like? I was getting kind of mad about that time, you know. Well, she wanted it just as it was. I said, all right. So she took off. So I don't know. I ain't heard any more.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man, alive.
No. No, no.
I believe it's a little cooler outside. I thought it was a little cooler in here, Miss Deason.